Ah, here is Folgers Coffee with radio's shortest commercial. When I say coffee, I mean Folgers. And here's the first edition of the evening news. All the news that's news today broadcast for you by Hemingway. No dearth of headlines this March afternoon. You can start with the President's news conference, which provided a surprise when our atomic head man Louis Strauss told reporters the new H-bomb was so powerful, just one of them could put a city like New York out of commission. Furthermore, he skipped the scientific double talk and called it an H-bomb. Then along came Russia with a most astounding idea. Namely, and to wit, that she be permitted to join the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance. An alliance which most everyone acknowledges was formed just in case Russia ever decided to start anything in Europe. No surprise this, but it's now official. The President has signed the $1 billion excise tax reduction bill, and he even went so far as to say he thinks it will stimulate business. The French report they've won a victory, whether it's the final one or not, in that long, drawn-out battle for Dien Bien Phu, we don't know. Before we leave the realm of spot news, speed pilot Joe DeBona broke the transcontinental speed record for a non-jet plane. He flew a souped-up F-51 Mustang from Los Angeles to New York in 4 hours and 24 minutes and 17 seconds. What happened to those 17 seconds? He broke the previous record by 28 minutes and 36 seconds. And DeBona came perilously close to beating the mark set by jet planes. That record is 4 hours, 8 minutes, and 5 seconds. No matter how much coffee costs per pound, a cup of rich, flavorful coffee still costs you little more than 2.5 cents to make at home. That means that coffee is still one of the world's best beverage bargains. And remember, the high quality of Folgers coffee remains unchanged. It is still richly blended to your taste with the world's richest and most flavorful mountain-grown coffees. So buy it, make it, drink it, enjoy it with the knowledge that now, as always, coffee is still one of the very best beverage buys. Today, more than ever, when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. Now to backtrack for more details on the stories we briefed for you in headline form. Guess there's not much more you need to know about the excise tax bill. The President signed it. It becomes effective tomorrow, and it means savings for just about everyone who spends money. Mr. Eisenhower said he thought the reductions would stimulate business, although he and Treasury Secretary Humphrey have been saying all along they thought the cuts were too deep. Now for the news conference. The old State Department building across the street from the White House was filled to capacity with reporters for the Wednesday session. Some of them overflowed to a gallery to hear the President and a guest, Chairman Louis Strauss of the Atomic Energy Commission. The President talked first, then turned the meeting over to his distinguished guest. Strauss told the reporters of the awesome power of the hydrogen bomb. He said the tests were successful, that they did not get out of control, although the power of the March 1st explosion was twice as great as the experts had been looking for, and that it's now possible to build H-bombs powerful enough to put out of commission any city in the world. Much of his prepared statement was devoted to what is known as the fallout, the sucking up and vaporizing of earth or water by an atomic blast, and the spreading of these radioactive particles by the wind. He said it was an unexpected change of wind which carried atomic particles to the area where a Japanese trawler was fishing. Strauss didn't say directly, but he suggested that the 23 Japanese fishermen claiming the most serious burns may be suffering from quicklime burns rather than radiation injury. He said the shot hurled millions of tons of pulverized coral into the air. Coral is mostly limestone. The suggestion is that it was converted into unslaked lime by the heat of the explosion. He pointed out that Japanese authorities have not permitted United States officials to make a clinical examination of the fishermen. Japan has formally asked the United States please not to hold any atomic or hydrogen tests in the Pacific from November through March. That's the best fishing season. And even though it doesn't appear that there are now any radioactive fish in the Pacific because of the explosions, Japan would feel much better if they could continue to attack their dinners with forks or fingers rather than with Geiger counters. In England, the laborites are still giving Churchill what for not stopping us from these hydrogen experiments, and so he has consented to open full-scale debate on the problem next Monday. You know, it would be easy to make Folgers coffee cheaper by just taking some of the quality out, but you wouldn't want us to do that, would you? Not when a cup of coffee, the finest ever to touch your lips, costs only about 2.5 cents when you make it at home. And Folgers has a rich, fine flavor that doesn't just happen. It is blended with choice, rare coffees grown in the high mountain regions of Latin America. So next time you buy coffee, get the brand that pays you big dividends in coffee satisfaction at a cost of about 2.5 cents a cup. Just remember, when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. At his news conference, the president said the federal government will act, if necessary, to try to end the New York dock strike that has tied up the port for 27 days. He said the local authorities have a responsibility in trying to end the walkout. There are some cautious signs that a back-to-work movement is underway in the big port. As for the dispute between Israeli and Jordan and Palestine, he said both sides should use a little reason and restrain their extreme partisans. Jordan is prepared for war, and today in London, Anthony Eden said if Jordan did go to war against Israeli, Britain would be bound by treaty to help them out. The president told reporters that he thinks this government's call for united action against possible communist conquest of Indochina means there must be a readiness to meet any kind of attack. He said he was talking about united action by all the countries of Southeast Asia. When he was told that some people interpret Dulles' recent speech as meaning direct intervention by American soldiers, the president said he could think of no greater disadvantage to America than to employ our ground forces all around the world. Our goal is to try to make our friends strong enough to take care of local situations by themselves. The aging Paul Reynaud has said, "In the past, we have asked the people of the United States for planes to help in the fight in Indochina. Now I am not asking for planes. I am asking for your understanding." Maybe this United Press story from Hanoi will help us understand what's going on. It tells of the fight for Dien Bien Phu. The defenders call themselves the Fighting Fools. The name comes from the grim humor of a soldier and a French pun on the name of the fort. Above the chattering machine guns, the men call out to one another, "Tien bien, the fool," or "Hold fast, fool." Inside the fort, a click of metal on stone out in the darkness beyond the barbed wire alerts the sergeant. He casually draws a hand grenade from his belt, pulls the ring on the bomb, holds it a moment, then lobs it into the darkness. Seconds later, the grenade blast rips the silence. A thick groan is heard. The sergeant grins. One less to worry about. One less communist mole man who was attempting to dig his way closer to the French defenses. The night ends and the day begins. Today there will be an exchange of artillery fire. There may be a raid, or there may be a fierce sortie, even an all-out attack such as the one just ended. The only difference will be in the number of casualties. There's one thing about the Dien Bien Phu siege which is different. For the first time in 7 years of war since the Viet Minh communists rose after the defeat of Japan, the rebels are standing up and fighting instead of playing a hit-and-run game. The scene resembled an American football coliseum, with the French defenders on the floor of the arena and the rebels shooting at them from the upper rim, the top row of seats. The basin is 4 miles by 6. The rim rises 2,700 feet in the air. The defenders are Frenchmen, flanked by soldiers of many countries of the Foreign Legion, Moroccans from Africa, Senegalese, Algerians, and Indochinese. This chapter of the war started in November when 6 battalions of French paratroopers were dropped on Dien Bien Phu, a village in the northwest corner of Indochina, with orders to build and hold a fortress. They built an ant's nest fort, underground command posts, a 250-bed hospital, supply dumps, troop dugouts. The soldiers and the one woman lived well. The woman is the secretary of the fort commander. The rebels began building up their strength in the hills, protected from French air attack by the jungle growth. The attack had to come sooner or later. On March 13th, it happened. The enemy had a lot of artillery, and they used it. Shells from mortars, howitzers, and field guns showered in the middle of the saucer, which is Dien Bien Phu. The range was little more than a mile at the nearest point. And then the rebels came screaming in for the attack, yelling, "Die, Frenchmen, die!" Wave after wave attacked. They broke through the lines. When darkness came, the fight kept up with bayonets, pistols, hand grenades, knife, fists, boots. The rebels took 2 outposts, Beatrice and Gabriel. But 7 more positions held firm, and the Reds had lost an estimated 10,000 men in killed and wounded. As a result, the rebels could fire directly on the 2 airstrips. Plane landings became almost impossible. American civilian pilots join in a big airlift to supply the garrison. Record-sized plane fleets bomb the rebels. Day to day, there's sporadic fighting, along with artillery fire. Day by day, the rebels have pushed their trenches closer to the main French positions, as if spiders were building a web from the outside. The French know that today, tonight, tomorrow, the rebels may attack with everything they have, and then will come the payoff. And that is what former French Premier Paul Reynaud wanted you to know. He wanted you to understand Dien Bien Phu. If the mice in the famous fable who were assembled to talk about the cat problem had been visited by a cat who wanted to join up, they wouldn't have been more astounded than the Western nations at the proposal of Russia to join the North Atlantic Alliance. It's so sudden, there's been no official comment. It's regarded as being somehow linked to Soviet strategy to be unfolded at the April 26th Geneva Conference on Asian and Korean Problems. Safe bet at this point? The answer will be no. Are you a new friend, a new user of Folgers coffee? Then here's good news for you. This Mountain Rich blend goes so far in the making that millions of coffee drinkers find it's extremely economical to use. You see, this famous brand is different from ordinary coffees. It is richly blended with choice mountain-grown coffees from Latin America. These coffees give the Folger blend so much strength and body, we suggest you try using 1/4 less. Yes, the West's number one coffee not only leads in quality and flavor, it leads in economy, too. So for a real bargain in coffee drinking enjoyment, say with Hemingway, when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. In congressional committees today, the Senate Labor Committee approved a bill incorporating most of the president's recommendations for changes in the Taft-Hartley labor law. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill legalizing wiretapping and the use of wiretapped evidence in the prosecution of spies and saboteurs. Speaker of the House Joe Martin predicts Congress finally will provide money for the building of 35,000 public housing units during the coming fiscal year. Lindsey Warren, Comptroller General of the United States, is retiring April 30th because of ill health. In Santa Rita, New Mexico, four men were killed when their truck loaded with dynamite blew up in the Kennecott Copper Corporation's open pit mine. In Hollywood, French actress Corinne Calvé is recovering from an overdose of sleeping pills. She calls it a silly accident. The police term it an attempted suicide. United Airlines announced that direct air service between Reno and Spokane will be started Thursday by way of Walla Walla with one flight each way daily. My good friends in El Centro and Station KXO would like me to mention the 15th annual International Desert Cavalcade, which starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. People from both sides of the border celebrate with a parade, songs, dances, and a pageant showing the history of the region. It is held at Calexico on the United States-Mexican border. Buffalo, New York reports that a fire started by a boiler explosion destroyed an annex of a suburban elementary school, killing 11 children who were trapped in the classroom. 21 others were injured. Dun & Bradstreet says wholesale food prices advanced this week to the highest point since the agency started keeping records back in 1916. The National Safety Council says traffic deaths totaled 2,470 in February, the lowest for any month in 3 years. Like a free look at the weather prospects for April 1st, the Pacific Northwest is in for showers, it says here. Snow is forecast for the Northern Rockies, generally fair in California and the Southwest. Walter Davenport in Collier's tells of the northerner who ran afoul of a traffic officer in Florida. The Yankee was most irate, saying in part, "I'll have you know that this is the last time me or any of my family will ever drive south of the Mason and Dixon line." The officer smiled pleasantly, took the fellow's hand and said, "Permit me, sir, to thank you in behalf of the entire South." And that's the news. Tomorrow, same time, same station, I'll bring you the first edition of the evening news. Be sure to listen also every Monday through Saturday for the morning edition. It's twice a day with Hemingway. That's all for now, except to remind you to buy the one brand of coffee so rich in flavor, so high in quality, that we suggest you try using 1/4 less. Certainly when I say coffee, I mean Folgers. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.